From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. A Missouri lawmaker said in a Facebook post that he hopes whoever placed paint on a Confederate monument in Springfield is found and hanged. Republican Representative Warren Love posted yesterday that he hopes whoever vandalized the monument is, quote, hung from a tall tree with a long rope. He later told the Associated Press that he didn't really mean that and says he thinks it's terrible when someone vandalizes an object of remembrance. Love apologized in a later post he provided to AP. The vandalism was discovered at the Springfield National Cemetery yesterday, at a time when heightened security surrounded President Donald Trump's visit to Springfield. Missouri Democratic Party Chairman Stephen Weber is calling on Love to resign. Love's post is no longer up, although the lawmaker told AP he did not take it down. All high school juniors will be able to take the ACT test for free next spring, thanks to funding from Columbia Public Schools. The Columbia Missourian reports the state had funded the college placement test for juniors since 2015, but earlier this year, $4 million was cut from the state assessment budget, and the state decided to no longer pay for the exams. The Columbia School Board will vote on a 2018 budget amendment to provide $55,000 so that all juniors can take the exam. ACT test scores are often required for college admissions and can help students qualify for scholarships. In his speech inside a Springfield manufacturing plant yesterday, President Donald Trump called on the crowd to vote out of office members of Congress who go against his suggestions to overhaul America's tax code. He told the audience that the countries that have low business tax rates have an advantage over the United States.
We must lower our taxes. And your senator, Claire McCaskill, she must do this for you. And if she doesn't do it for you, you have to vote her out of office.
He referred to Democrats in Congress as obstructionists, citing their votes against the repeal of Obamacare and appointments made by the new administration. McCaskill issued a statement days before, saying she was optimistic that she would find common ground with President Trump in the area of tax reform. Missouri's other senator, Republican Roy Blunt, was at the private event and says he's on board with the president's plans. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is expanding his investigation of opioid manufacturers. Hawley is asking seven more companies for information about their marketing practices and their involvement with industry organizations that promote opioids. In June, Hawley sued three companies, saying they violated state consumer protection laws by misleading doctors and consumers and misrepresenting the risk of opioids. Hawley says in a statement that the goal of the investigation is to make Missouri healthier and help end the opioid epidemic. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.